An ornate painting on linen entitled Astrolabe by Tunisian artist Najah Mahdawi greets visitors to the Sundaram Tagore Gallery in New York. The work is saturated with what appears to be stylized Arabic writing called calligraphy, but it's actually pure design without specific meaning. Tunisian diplomat Tariq Amri says the viewer can determine what it means.
We have the earth with the center, and from the center we are spreading through countries, through population, through different culture. But all of them, this is of course my own meaning, all of them, they join in the center.
Arabic calligraphy is traditionally associated with Quranic texts, but most of the calligraphy on display here is without literary or religious meaning. This untitled canvas by Qatari artist Ali Hassan is a study in black featuring a single Arabic letter. In Apocalypse 3 by Chalky Shamoun of Lebanon, abstract calligraphy separates people from the chaos hovering above. Calligraphy is woven into this untitled piece by another Qatari artist, Yusuf Ahmad. Gallery owner Sundaram Tagore explains.
The word, the calligraphic quality is completely left behind and it becomes a scratchy-like form. And the surface pattern that it creates, it's evocative of the desert of the Middle East.
Islamic societies have generally prohibited depictions of humans and animals. Middle Eastern artists instead perfected representations of words. Tagore says they are now drawn to modernism, not unlike Western artists who derived abstract art from depictions of people and nature.
Middle Eastern art went from the word to the image. A word to image and abstraction. The image is these forms. These are the visual forms, you know. And so they're trying to abstract further and further.
Works by Golnaz Fathi, the show's only Iranian artist, arrived at the exhibit hours before its scheduled opening on Thursday. Tagore says they were held for 3 weeks in U.S. Customs. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement did not return VOA's request for comment. All of the pieces, both Arabic and Persian, are recent. They were created just prior to or during the recent uprisings in the Middle East. Yusuf Zada, Egypt's consul general in New York, says the work of his countryman, Ahmed Mustafa, reflects the Arab drive for democracy and individual rights.
This signifies somebody who's shouting and saying, I'm here, and this is my heritage. This is my Islamic heritage, to be more clear on this.
The exhibit is entitled Written Images, Contemporary Calligraphy from the Middle East. The gallery says the show offers people in the Middle East and Americans an opportunity to understand one another through culture. Written Images is in New York through early December. It moves next year to Los Angeles and then to Hong Kong. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, New York.